Blog Talk Radio.
Today. I hope that you're doing well, and we're in 2016. In fact, it's already January 10th as we speak, and I want to thank you for joining me today on Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie with a Y, and I always put these shows together to bring assistance to help you on your journey and just to anchor some light into the world, and we're going to be doing angel readings today and working very closely with Archangel Raphael and focusing on healing. So you might have noticed at the beginning of the show I asked, how are you feeling? Because the energy is intense right now. Okay, remember, if you listened to my show last week, we talked about 2016. The energy of the year is all about endings and completions. And that can trigger some intense energy if you're a very sensitive person like myself, and you might be scared or frightened and not know exactly what's going to happen, and that might make you feel uncomfortable. So I'm going to, in just a bit, we'll do a little short meditation to help us center ourselves and in particular focus on becoming more heart-centered. And I want to talk about that. If you remember last week as well when I talked about the theme of January, the theme of January was really about healing, becoming heart-centered, and making decisions coming from the heart. And I have a show next week lined up about that same idea, being heart-centered, honoring the sacred heart. And we're also going to be doing, in a week or so, realm readings, which I identify which realm you come from. And we're ending the month talking with Archangel Michael and the transition from duality to unity, which is a common theme of this millennium. We talked about that last week as well. So I honor you. I respect the space that you're in. I hope that you're honoring yourself. I hope that, you know, if you feel guided to exercise, go out and do that. If you feel guided to not eat particular foods, listen to that guidance. If you feel guided to, leave a relationship, or if you feel guided, whatever that is that you feel guided to do, if you feel that it's for your highest good, and you'll know, you'll get a sense of a feeling, then trust that. And sometimes these decisions might be scary, but our angels always want what's best for us, even though we can't always see it. You know, the spiritual realm can see beyond what we can see and has our highest interest in mind. Now, I want to talk about fear. I always like to talk about this because fear, you can represent it as an acronym, and the acronym is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Now, if you're on the metaphysical path and you're a student of metaphysics, you're well aware of the law of attraction, which states wherever we put our thoughts, our intentions, our energy will manifest itself in our reality, will create itself. And that's important because many of us, and I'm guilty of this sometimes as well, we focus on what we do not want. We focus on fear and what's going wrong and what's going to happen down the road and how am I going to get there? And what happens is that the very thing that we are afraid of manifests in our life because that's where we're putting our energy. That's true for finances. That's true for romance. That's true for anything in your life. You know, maybe you, you know, that's why one of the reasons why I don't like watching scary movies or sometimes or reading some of these conspiracy theory websites, you know, that are out there about Illuminati and things, because you start going down this fear-based road and you start thinking about all these things, you know, like the man's out to get me and what does this person want for me? And what happens is that we put this intention out there of fear, and that's what gets created. The same thing happened around 9/11, if you recall, when they were putting the threat con in place and, you know, and the whole concept of fear being used to manipulate the population for political gain and all sorts of things. And I'm not saying this to you to make you feel, you know, bad or guilty or to try to make you or judge you or anything like that, but to make you aware that our thoughts have power. And by putting our thoughts into fear, we are creating more fear. By putting our thoughts into love and the things that we are wanting for ourselves, that is coming in, like the flow. Like picture, you know, standing on the banks of the ocean on the beach, and you know, you see that shoreline, and you see the waves coming in and flowing out, how they flow in, and you also see how expansive the water is, and how there's enough for all of us. It's infinite supply. You are an infinite being connected to a divine, and you have that natural flow. We have to get out of the way, okay, get out of the way of our own mind and what we think is best. And that's, it, you know, if you're very advanced and you're connected to your higher self, great. But most of us are still struggling with letting go of the ego and our quote-unquote lower self and what that wants, which is oftentimes not in the highest good for ourselves. So get out of the way. If you need help with transcending the ego, Archangel Michael is a non-denominational, amazing being that you can call on to help you get in the heart center, listen to your higher self, and move the fear out of the way. So it's an interesting energy this year, but it's also exciting because think about all the things, if you really take those leap of faith that you're feeling guided to do, think about how exciting it's going to be for you when you just go for it and you're actually happy and doing what you want to do and being with people that you love and just how that raises your energy and then in turn raises everyone else's energy around. So keep following the path, stay true to your heart. And again, I know that it might feel like an uphill battle for you at times, but there's lots of support out there. If you'd like support, you can come on to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and I post, you know, healing things there, and you can always message me, and I'd be happy to assist you. There's plenty of metaphysical groups around. You know, you can go on meetup.com. There's plenty of people who are interested in metaphysical topics. I, in fact, am considering putting together a metaphysical fair in the San Francisco Bay Area, which I got the idea to create this sense of community where there's going to be art and music and healers and psychics and mediums. And that's my intuition, but follow your own intuition. But what I'm trying to get at, though, is that you can find these fairs or groups all over the world. They're everywhere. And if you can't, then maybe start your own. Maybe start your own group, you know, and you could just do it in your house, have people come over and start your own, almost like a book club, but it's a metaphysical club. And you just talk about things that interest you. Maybe do meditations or Reiki healings, whatever that is. But listen to what your own guidance is telling you. Now, we're going to get to a meditation in just a minute, but I want to share with you, if you listen to my show, you know I love working with oracle cards, and I have so many, it's hard for me to choose which ones to pick. But the angels wanted me to work with animals today, and I like thought that was a little strange because we're talking about healing. But when I drew the cards, I specifically asked, okay, what animals need to make themselves known? What animals can we call upon today? And the Native American energy medicine that I chose for you all today is the fox. And the fox is typically associated with hiding and being cunning, you know, knowing when to show itself and when not, like being invisible. You know, there's always stories of foxes sneaking into people's houses. They're very, very sneaky. And I don't think it's about being sneaky. I think it's about what are you hiding from yourself? What are you hiding to the world? Are you showing yourself to the world? Do you know when to show yourself? Do you feel comfortable showing yourself, the true you, to the world? And I also get the sense as well that the fox is teaching us how to connect on the level of oneness, because since the fox is really adept at camouflaging itself and hiding, it allows the fox to understand how it's a part of everything. Just like you are a part of Mother Earth, you're a part of, we're all connected, basically. You know, everything's connected. And the fox is here to help you with that, to open up that heart chakra, which we're going to do a meditation on in a minute, and to help you feel that connection with each other. Even those of us, those people who are, you know, who have harmed you or who have ill intentions, at the truth of their core, they are still light within them. They are still connected to a high divine light. And the fox can help you to understand that. Okay. Now, I also was guided to draw another animal. This one's not from the Native American tradition. It's from the Druid tradition. And this one's the salmon. I wanted to read you really quick a little short like paragraph because I don't really know much about the Druid animals. I know a lot about the Native Americans. But this is from the Druid Animal Oracle by Philip and Stephanie Cargum. And it says the following. It says, "The Druid quest is a quest for wisdom and knowledge. This search leads to the oldest animal, the salmon, swimming in the well of wisdom and the source of all life. In Irish mythology, this well is called Connla's Well, or the Well of Sagais. It is a source of the River Boyne, that sacred river that runs through the valley in which all the ancient Druid temples were known to be. This sacred pool has 9 hazel trees growing around it, and it is the nuts of this tree which feed the salmon and render them wise. And there's a little bit more about that. The salmon was so important to the Druids that it can be seen found carved on their stones in Scotland. It is said that since the salmon had eaten the magical nuts, whoever ate the salmon would be inspired, and that these nuts were the cause of the red color that it has. It's interesting, you know, like a lot of people say that fish is the food to eat in order to increase your brain and your wisdom. So there's a lot of medicine and angel energy coming in to help you with remembering your true wise self. And you also think about the salmon, how it swims upstream, you know, it goes against the current, but it keeps going. You know, if you have issues in your life that you're struggling with, that you have trying to heal, and it might feel like that, but you keep moving forward and knowing that in that journey, your soul will lead you to where you need to be. So I say that to you to inspire you, because think of the salmon swimming uphill. Maybe you feel like that. There's an end of the journey, and it can end when you're ready to let go and you just flow, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, flowing like the ocean, flowing in and out and just letting go. So there's a lot of help out there. Like I was saying, you know, there's a lot of angels you can call upon. I also have a violet flame meditation on my Facebook page. You can check that out. There's also a recent post I put from Doreen Virtue, who's one of my mentors, about letting go of negativity. And there's a video on the Facebook page. You can listen to that. That might help you as well. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. We're going to do a short meditation to get us grounded, get us centered, open up our heart chakras a little bit, get the energy flowing. That's the theme of today, is to flow. And then we're going to take some calls, and we're going to have a great show today. So what I'd like you to do is, wherever you are, just be comfortable. You know, you don't have to close your eyes unless you want to, and you could be laying down or you can be seated, whatever feels comfortable for you. And I just want you to relax and listen and enjoy the meditation and know that the angels are with us. So I'm going to put on some music. All right. So wherever you are, become aware of how you feel. Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling worried? Just taking a deep breath and then let it out. Okay? And do that a few more times. Take a deep breath in and then out. And each time you're doing this, you're letting go of your stress. You're letting go of what's bothering you. And you're inviting the angels to come in. Feel yourself now just sinking into the chair, or if you're laying down, you're just letting go. You're just relaxing. Allowing the angels to come in, allowing Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Metatron, Jesus, our relatives, any spiritual help from the highest divine light of love to assist us now with this healing. Now I want you to visualize your heart right in the center of your chest. Visualize, what does your heart look like? Does it seem to be dark? Is it bright? Does it have pain? Does it have joy? Notice what you see, what you feel. And if you notice any darkness or anything that's not of joy and love, give it to the angels. Let Archangel Michael is like sweeping it away from your heart, clearing it from your heart, clearing it from lifetimes. Any disappointments that you might have felt, anything that was directed at you, painful things, painful memory. The Archangel Raphael's beautiful emerald green energy healing this heart. see the heart chakra open like a beautiful flower, an emerald green flower open up. Beautiful, amazing. Feeling how beautiful and loved you are. It is safe for you to love. You are love, core of you. You are love. You are love. You are love. You are love. Feel that love in every cell, every tissue, every organ of your body is vibrating with this beautiful love. Feeling that love come from your heart now, come up through your throat, up into your head, clearing your head with love and light. Coming up on out your crown chakra, connecting you to your higher self. And you're able to see the truth. You're seeing all your angels. You're seeing the healing taking place. Like a beautiful emerald green waterfall, divine light and love and inspiration is here now. Now feel yourself coming down to your feet now, and I'll pull up some of that earth energy, grounding you into the earth and Mother Earth, feeling the stability that you have with the Earth Mother, that you have a connection to the earth as below and above to the divine. And now you're going to just reach down from your highest self, pull that into your crown, into your body, anchoring your higher self, the true wisdom of your beautiful self. And I see gold energy, beautiful gold shimmering through you, like shining coin, like beautiful gold coin, shimmering, sparkling. And now I see beautiful amethyst, like this purple color. You're in a cave of amethyst points all around that are sparkling all around you, and it's reflecting back your own inner sparkle. Give yourself permission to sparkle, to shine, to be free, to be beautiful, to deserve that. And if there's any area in your body or in your life that needs healing or focused on letting go, let's call upon Archangel Michael now to take this pain from us, to help us to let go. See his team of angels coming in, cleaning you, clearing you, giving you courage to move forward, permission to let go of what's not serving you, and helping you to keep taking that road forward and not looking back, not with regret, but look at all the wonderful things that are coming your way. There's so many wonderful things coming. And sometimes we focus too much on what has gone that we don't focus on what's to come. Keep that momentum moving forward. You are always guided. You are always loved. And now we're going to ask your guardian angels and your higher self, what do I need to work on right now to move forward? We're asking our guardian angels and our guides, our ancestors, what do I need to do to move forward? What action step should I take? How should I move forward now? And just feel that, and hopefully this gives you some clarity to move forward in your life and know that you're not alone. And I'm seeing Archangel Michael coming through still. He's cutting cord anyone, past, present, future, anything that's not serving you, and he's giving you strength and courage, and you're feeling this in your body, the strength to move forward and do what needs to be done. And it feels good. It feels good to be confident, feel successful. Good. So I hope that was helpful to you. You know, when I do these meditations, I don't script them. It's whatever flows through at the time. But I feel like a lot of us could benefit more from doing cord cutting. That's what was coming through. So that's always something you could do. There's lots of meditations on the YouTube. You can just do your own, whatever comes into your mind. But, you know, as I was talking, I'm hoping that you were seeing what I was seeing and clearing your heart and feeling that heart center, because that's the true center of your being. You know, and we get sometimes, we can get so caught up in survival energy that's down in the base of our spine, and that's about, you know, money and security, and we can get so caught up down there that we don't always bring the energy up into our heart and bring it up even higher to our true higher self. So if that's where you are, I honor you and I respect you, and please know that you are loved more than you could possibly know. And it's going to get better for you if it's been difficult. You know, just focus on the good and what you desire, not what's not working. Don't focus on the bad things or what you don't want. Focus on what you desire, and you'll have a much better time. So I have a lot of people who have called in today, so thank you so much for joining me today. I don't have a call screener, so the way I'm going to distinguish your call is I'll just say your area code, and I'll get you on the line, and then you just tell me your name, and we'll get to it. So thank you, everyone. I'm going to get to someone who's been holding for quite a while. You're calling from area code 856. I'll get you on the phone. Hello, welcome
Hi.
To the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. How are you? This is Laura.
I'm fantastic. Can I get your name, hon?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. How
Hi.
Was the meditation for you?
It's great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. What's going on? What can I help you with today?
I just wondered if you see me making a move to North Carolina or staying put in New Jersey.
Okay. I will tap in and see what comes through. You know, just be aware that, you know, I'm one particular channel, and the focus, the main focus of what I'm bringing out today is about healing. I work really closely with Oracle cards. So I feel like I want to work with a particular deck of Oracle cards. For some reason, I want to go to this deck of cards I have called Life Purpose, about life purpose, and let's see what else. We work with Archangel Michael as well. And give me just a moment to connect, okay? And I'll tell you what comes through for me.
Okay.
So you're asking about North Carolina, right? Is that what you said? Hello?
Yes.
Did I lose you?
Okay.
Oh, there she is. So you're asking about North Carolina, right? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I have the correct question in my mind. That's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. So it's like you're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone, maybe?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Ah, okay. That's what it is. Because it kind of got broken up. That makes sense. All right. Give me just a moment. Okay. I want to say to you, there's a name that popped into my head as I was connecting with you. There's something about a Brian. I don't know who Brian is, but there's something about a Brian. I don't know if this is someone you know, who's crossed over or who's going to be in your life. I don't really know. I just heard the name Brian. And I'm working with a deck of cards. I have Archangel Michael Oracle cards, and there's a particular card. There's actually two cards that I drew. And one of them says to explore your options. Well, that's what you're doing. But also writing about your thoughts and your feelings and trying to get you more clear about, you know, like where you're going. Now, this is just the cards that I'm drawing. I'm trying to get a sense of what I see. I kind of feel like as I'm tapping into your energy, like I'm sensing like chakra stuff, and I get the sense of, you know, solar plexus area, which is like our power center of us feeling powerful for and feeling. It's like connecting to that security, like that you know, the base chakra, bringing that up, though, bringing that security up and feeling powerful with that, you know, and that I feel like that's a common theme for you this year, and bringing up that energy and working on that. Archangel Michael is really working with you on that. You can also work with Archangel Metatron, and there's some good stones that you can work on that will help with that. Malachite's a really good one. Some type of amber or citrine can be really good to help with giving you that sense of where you're, you know, where you're going. Okay, so this is just what's coming through me. So let me really kind of tap in more and get to, okay, so North Carolina. I get the sense that you really want to be near water, but I just feel as I'm tapping into this sense, like wherever you're at now, I kind of get this feeling of you being more grounded, like in terms of like, you know, family and friend, like a, just a support system. And I'm, as I'm tapping into North Carolina, it feels kind of lonely to me. I mean, that's just what I'm feeling. It doesn't mean you can't choose that, you know, but I just feel like a sense of loneliness. But I do get you wanting to be near water. It's almost like a feeling, like, I don't know if you're just trying to like escape something or get away, you know, maybe that's what I get the sense of. I feel like, you know, you just kind of feel like you're ready for a change, you know, like, and that's why the explore your options came up is to look more, maybe look at the bigger picture and think about, you know, where you want to go to. I actually get the feeling of you being more north. I mean, this is just what I feel. I feel like you feel more, the energy would feel more in tune with your heart and soul. I still get like the East Coast somewhere, but maybe more north. You might mm-hmm. want to look somewhere like maybe like I heard Maine or Massachusetts. So, I don't know, somewhere like up north farther. I feel like you might be more connected to something, and there's even a sense of a past life or something that's related to that energy. Now I'm working also with the life purpose cards, and I drew out a card that says energy healing. So this card came out to say that there could be, it's either time for you to get some healing done, or you are a healer, and it's, you know, it's a validation for you to continue to move forward with your desire to be a healer, you know, or in some capacity.
I am.
You know, like, yeah. But I get the sense of that, I just get the sense of, like, more north. Like, there's maybe, like, a school, or there's some type of community of people that will really support you more, because you haven't always felt like people got you. I think that's common for people who are into what we do. It's like they don't need to get us, you know, but that's common for people who are into spiritual things. We're not always understood. And I kind of get the feeling like, okay, this running away feeling I'm feeling, this has something to do with it's heart chakra, but it's also something to do with father figure in your life of some type, or a male figure, and that's what I feel. We can work on helping you to heal this a little bit. Like I don't feel like that's necessary. Actually, I'm kind of going with what I feel. I feel like what you need to do is just really take some leaps of faith soon. You know, like a lot of times when we make decisions, we feel like we could make a bad decision. Like, you know, if we choose wrong, then that's the end of the world. And you know, and we spend so much time thinking about trying to make a perfect choice that we don't really choose anything. And I get the sense like that's kind of where you're at. Like, you know, like you're looking at your options and you're trying to sense like what would be like give you the most joy. And that's great. But just be aware that, you know, as long as you're choosing what brings you joy, and as long as you're coming from your heart center, that there is no wrong choice. And this desire to remove yourself from, you know, from toxic situations or people that just aren't really supporting you, I think that's important for your soul. I get that feeling. That's some weird energy there. That's really weird, feeling all this weird energy. Just keep on, keep on moving forward. Pay attention to your dreams. I get the sense that the angels are really helping you in your dreams. And before you go to sleep at
noise.
Yeah, it's really weird too. I hear it too. Okay, I'm asking Archangel Michael to kind of clear this away, please. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I do Reiki.
Oh, okay. So, that's perfect. Yeah. Energy healing makes perfect sense.
So, but you think, do you see a job opening up then further north for me?
You know what? I don't know if I was seeing a job per se, but I was feeling you would feel better there. Like you would feel like a sense of home. You'd feel this sense of it just feels better to me in terms of where you'd mm-hmm. belong. You know, like that's what I feel. I don't know if I think that you're already doing energy healing, you can manifest yourself a job. You can have your own spiritual practice. You can do your own energy healing work. I think you would be successful at that. It's just giving yourself permission to, you know, to succeed with that. And that's kind of what I'm feeling. I feel like I want to draw one more card for you. And again, one more card came out. It says support. So this is all about support and going to a place where you feel supported. And because where you're at now, you don't always feel that support. And I feel whatever this place north somewhere, there's a lot of support there for you. and just knowing that you are, you know, and again, I drew another card, and it's hilarious, but the card is options, looking at options. So it's all about, like, you know, look at other options. You know, it seems like they want you to look at every possible option and to go with what feels, what brings you joy, and then trust what you get. That's kind of what I feel. Don't have any regrets, you know. Just move forward with what your heart's telling you, and honor your true path. That's what you're doing. You're honoring your path, and you're listening to what your heart is truly telling you. And that's not always easy to do, but this is the year to do it. And you know, I'm honoring you and supporting you and sending you all this extra healing energy to help you get to where you need to be. You know, there's just trust what you feel guided. I mean, this is what's coming through me. You know, I'm just one channel. And you have free will, of course. But like I was saying before, before you go to sleep at night, ask the angels to come into your dreams, or ask your guides to come into your dreams, and to give you more clarity in your dreams so that you might be able to understand more a little bit, like where you want to go. And I think that will help you to move forward just a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I don't really remember my dreams too often.
You can always ask the angels to help you remember the dreams. A good practice that I used to do, I don't do this anymore, but I used to keep a dream journal. And what you do is you know, as soon as you wake up, you just write down any impressions you have about your dreams, whatever it is, even if it's like, oh, there was a lamppost in my dream. You know, okay, you write that down, I saw a lamppost. And you do this every day, and what you'll find is after about like 2 weeks or so, you'll start to remember more and more and more, because you're training your subconscious mind to remember. It's like you're training yourself, and that's a practice that I've done and I've had good results with that. So you could try doing that. And of course, journaling is not a bad idea either. You know, there was a card I pulled about writing down your ideas, writing down your thoughts, your feelings, and so that could be something. Maybe start a dream journal.
Well, see, I thought this opportunity came up in North Carolina because I thought I've been wanting to go to North Carolina. And I'm wanting to live on the water. Water's extremely important to me.
I saw that, yeah.
And nature. I want to be amongst nature. And I thought maybe going down to North Carolina, it would be a cheaper cost of living, and I'd be surrounded by more mountains and water. And I think... So I was thinking maybe North Carolina, but Maine would work too. But I just got to – I need a job that will support me, though. I don't really want to do it
absolutely.
As a practice. I do it as
absolutely.
A side, you know.
I completely understand what you're feeling, what you're going. Mm-hmm. And remember, like, this is just what's coming through me, and you know, and you have free will, and you can decide what you choose. But I was just telling you – I'm just telling you what's come through me. It's all about right now just exploring possible options, you know, like looking at the big picture and not being afraid to make a decision, and just trusting that whatever you choose will work. It's what will work for you, as long as you believe that. And I think that is the overall message. You know, you can still choose to go to North Carolina. You can go wherever your heart is telling you to go. Just make sure, I think this is the main message for you, is explore all your options and make sure you're trusting your higher self, you know, because sometimes we can make a decision and we quickly go off of impulse, and it might not be what's our highest good. So that's kind of what I'm getting the sense for you. And the writing and the dreams can help with that. Okay. Laura, I want to thank you so much for calling in, because I have a lot more calls to get to. So I'm going to continue to send you love and,
thank you.
You know, and healing, of course. And, kudos to you for being an energy healer. You know, I think that's great. And I'll just keep praying for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I got a lot of calls calling to care. Where'd I go next? Let's see. I want to go to area code 301 and then get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Diamond.
Of course. Can I get your name, hon?
Diamond.
Diamond. Ooh, I love it. It's so pretty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. How can I help you today?
Okay. Well, I would like to ask about health, since that's what you're doing the show on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I recently had a couple of diagnoses, and Hypertension is one. And there's another, a couple other. Now, these are all very much in the beginning stages, but I don't want to accept them for the rest of my life.
Good for
so
you.
Anything I can do, and I'm already going to start like working out, and I know I need to lose some weight, so I'm good with that. But just let me know if there's any other direction that you
absolutely
get for me to release these.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to say, Diamond, as you're talking, I'm getting the sense that a lot of what you're going through right now is like past life stuff.
Okay.
You're revisiting some things that have happened in past lives, but also things from your family ancestry, you know, like things that are in your DNA that you are identifying that's not your own. Like it's yours in the sense that it's your physical body, but it's not really, because it's not, you're more connected with your true spiritual self. And I think that, you know, you're clearing lifetimes of stuff, you're clearing away, you know, family stuff, even some things that you might not have been aware of, like maybe some abuse that might have been in somewhere in your family. I don't know exactly where that fits in, but there's things that are clearing. And I'm getting the sense of you to you're doing the right thing, you're on the right path. Your prayers have been heard. They want me to tell you that your prayers are being heard. I don't know why I'm seeing railroad tracks for some reason.
I don't know.
Kind of an interesting image to see. But do you live near railroad tracks or something, or have you gone on a trip recently or something?
No.
I don't know why I'm seeing railroad tracks.
Okay.
It's some type of metaphor. I'll try to get some clarity on it later.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for you, you know, you've done a good job at. There's that weird noise again. I don't know what that noise is. You've done a great job at keeping the high road, you know? And you're aware that your thoughts create your reality.
Yes, absolutely.
And that you don't have to accept this as an inevitability, and I think that's huge. But I think a lot of people around your family or your friends don't really understand that. And
right, they just,
you know,
accept it. We're getting older, and you need to take this medicine, and it happens to all of us, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. You know, you definitely want to trust the advice of your doctors, of course, and your physicians and all that, but you also want to listen to what your own soul is saying. And your soul is telling you that, you know, I want to take this one particular road. So let me actually I see Archangel Raphael stepping in here. I see Archangel Raphael. And Raphael is really working with you. There's something about, have you drink, like, take a lot of caffeine, or there's something about caffeine?
No, I don't drink
like,
hardly any coffee or caffeine. I do eat chocolate, but no coffee.
Okay, I don't know what that weird noise is, but that's really, are you hearing that too?
Yeah, I hear it. And I'm on a landline, so I usually don't get it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Static.
I don't know what that is. Kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second here and see if I can make it better. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
I was getting the sense of you know, cutting caffeine out, but you know, things like that, maybe stuff you've already done. And this could be for other people who are calling in as well. I'm going to continue to connect more with your energy here and see what I get the sense of, what I feel. I get the sense that you really want to, what a major issue for you is your confidence in yourself, your self-confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest thing in your life right now. And it's removing those doubts about who you are and why you're here. And do you call upon the Archangel Michael regularly?
No.
Okay. I never used to work with angels, like, I'm going to be honest with you. But once I started to understand that there's angels all around us, and you don't have to be religious, you don't have to follow any particular path. Archangel Michael is the angel that helps us with our life purpose, with motivation, with clearing old stuff and old karma. And all you need to do is ask Archangel Michael to be with you to give you strength, and you know, I'm asking him now to be with you, to give
mm-hmm.
you strength, give you courage, to give you motivation to really move forward and have confidence in yourself, and to make commitments to changing your life for the better. Because and he's actually clearing out some things that are in your energy field right now. I can see him doing that. You might even be feeling some temperature changes or some pressure changes. Just be aware of it, because
mm-hmm.
he's doing some clearing for you. And he's giving you, okay, he's got a sword of light. If you could see him ethereally, he's got a sword of light, and the sword cuts cords that are not serving you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lending you the sword, and he's wanting you to look around and to cut what you need to cut, like what do you need to let go of, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to just be okay with that and be confident with that. Have you thought about becoming a nurse at one time, or is that what you do now? I see something about a nurse.
No, I do consider myself a spiritual nurse, so I help people through a lot of emotional issues.
I see. Because I got the sense of you doing something in, like, it looked like healthcare, but it might be something similar, like where you're like a counselor or something,
mm-hmm.
and helping people. And what's interesting, I'm working with these oracle cards, and I drew out a card for you. These are so
mm-hmm.
accurate, because this one says, have confidence. And
oh,
that's
wow.
the issue that I'm feeling. Like, it makes me, I'm amazed at how accurate these cards always are. But he's got Archangel Michael, and he's got the shield, he's got the sword, and he's giving you that. And this is what the card says. It says, dear Archangel Michael, please lend me your courage and your fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to realize that I am one with all things. I am one with wisdom, strength, love, creativity, abundance, and health. Please allow me to feel confident and peaceful with myself. That's a major thing, thing for you, I feel, is just having that confidence in what you're here to do. You don't need to doubt yourself, because you already know who you are. You know you're a healer. You know
mm-hmm.
that, and I feel like this healing work has been in your family as well. Like, it's part of your ancestry as well. So not only are you a healer, but you have that in your family, and you're healing some of their ancestral DNA stuff, whatever that is. I don't know exactly what it is, but you're healing a lot of that. You
mm-hmm.
you probably would benefit from going to some spiritual workshops if you're not already. You know, like, there's got to be some events around you, or some classes, or maybe even online that you can go to. I feel like you need to get more connected to that spiritual path more. You know, I think that would really bring you happiness. You know, I think maybe part of the reason why sometimes you feel depressed, or why you feel anxious or sad, is because you know in your heart you're not living your purpose. And I think that's making you feel anxious, you know. And there's a lot of great healers and teachers out there that you can go to. There's got to be work, you know, a lot of times at metaphysical stores, like where they sell
mm-hmm.
crystals and stuff, they have workshops that you can go to. See if they have them around you. Or, you know, or go to an event. I think that would really, really kind of help you. And
mm-hmm.
let me see what else I feel guided as I'm tapping into your energy. Your name is chosen for a reason, because you are like a diamond of light that sparkles, you know, through divine. Like, your name suits your soul. We're all sparks of light. But remember your name, because your name is a sparkly, beautiful thing of light, and that's who you are. That is really at the core of you. You're this sparkly, beautiful person. We all are. But we focus sometimes on the bad things and what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
and that leads to more of that. Keep moving forward, you know, with what you're doing, and ask the angels for signs. You know,
mm-hmm.
ask, like, how do I move forward? Like, what's in my highest good? And pay attention to that. And I think that will really help you. But I drew another card for you. It says, decide to be happy right now.
Mm.
And what that means is, your things are going well for you right now if you focus on what's going well. You know, there's that weird noise again. I don't know what that really weird noise is, but it's really weird.
It's okay.
A lot of interference on this line today, but I think we are in a Mercury retrograde, if I'm not mistaken. I think it is a Mercury retrograde.
So strange things happen.
So, like, weird communication. Things happen.
I want to ask one other thing. You've been extremely on point with this. I agree with everything you're saying, and it does help me to not just accept what the doctors are saying and keep working on releasing that. So thank you for that confirmation.
Of course.
So the other thing is, recently, very recently, over the last couple of weeks, someone, a gentleman, has returned into my life from long ago. And I just want to get perspective on this. I do believe him. He says, you know, all sorts of wonderful things. But any insight on the purpose or our purpose together or anything you could offer?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because as you were talking, that the first time I talked to you, I thought, I'm going to go grab romance cards. I'm like, well, she's asking about help. But I'm like, because I have a deck of cards about romance. I didn't know that it was going to go there, but now I see that it is going to go there. That's fine. What's his name again?
Steven.
Steven? Okay. Steven. Okay. So I'm going to work with the cards here, and I'm going to see what we can expect. Okay, this card wants to come for you. So the card that comes out for you today, hon, is says healing family issues.
Mm.
So there's, you know, this can relate to you. I feel like it relates to him a lot, too. I feel like there's a lot of healing that's taking place. Even if you're not doing it physically, it's happening on an ethereal level where you're healing
okay.
in spirit to spirit, you know, like at night when you sleep or when you think about each other. There's things about healing family issues. And I think that might be that's a commonality that you both have, you know, that there's healing family issues. I'm going to get more clarity on this. What else do I get? Give me a second here. Okay. So another card comes out for you. It says, stay optimistic about your love life. Focus on what's working. And this message has come up twice today about forgiveness.
Yes, you just said it. Okay.
Well, about forgiveness. There's something about forgiveness, forgiving yourself and forgiving others. One of the things you could do is to do a forgiveness inventory. And what that means is you get a piece of paper and you just write down, like, everyone you need to forgive, and
mm-hmm.
including yourself, and you just let it out. And it's like you don't even have to talk to the person face-to-face. You're just writing it on paper. Anything you need to say, anything you feel guided to do, and then you take that paper and you just rip it up or you burn it. And you let it out of
okay.
your system. And I think that'll help you. That'll help you to move forward. Because part of the reason why sometimes you don't feel successful in relationships is because of family stuff, because if you haven't always had that model, you know, and you might have had past. I do not know what that is. That is so annoying. I am so sorry for that.
It's okay, Ron.
I apologize for this noise, but what I'm trying to say to you is, you know, stay optimistic, keep moving forward, and follow your dreams. And, you know, that's what the angels are telling you. And just keep on moving forward, but gentle. Be gentle with yourself. You know, be gentle. And the more you do that, I think that you'll be happier. That's kind of just what I feel today. I apologize again, Diamond, about the noise. I know that was kind of annoying.
It's okay. It's okay. Your readings are spot on. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. I'm going to continue to send you positive thoughts and love.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
I'll call back soon.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you guys. I don't know what's going on with this weird energy, but if we can make a collective effort to ask Archangel Michael to clear the energy on this phone line, so that this can go away, because this is really, like, kind of irritating, and I don't know exactly what's causing that. So I appreciate your extra prayers and support on that. I'm going to get to my next call. Looks like you're calling from area code 312. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, that didn't go through so well. Let's go to my next call. We're going to get to... where am I going to go, angels? Let's go to 917. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm not excited about this weird background noise I keep hearing, but things are going good.
Yeah, well, you're doing the best, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. How can I help you today?
I've spoken to you before, but my name is Ashiel. This is a new year for me. For me, it's also a new beginning as well.
Yeah.
Like I'm starting over, like pretty much. If you, aspect of my life. So, and I'm actually excited about it. I don't even know where it's going yet, but I'm just excited about it. But I have one situation that's kind of a little bit of an issue for me. I let go of people last year before Christmas because I didn't want to carry some people, you know, into the new year because I knew it was going to be a new beginning, so it's best for me to just let people go. One of the people that I let go was my best friend. So I let him go. You know, we both agreed it's over. But, here we go. But somehow, I'm having trouble dealing with this. You know, it's like we go to the same gym. So every time we see each other, the connection is still there. You know, it's like I'm trying to avoid him. I try not to have any kind of contact whatsoever. You know, ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords between us, all that stuff. But it's still there. So I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay. I did hear what you said. And you know what I'm going to do actually really quick? I'm going to put you on hold. I'm actually going to put on some music, and I'm actually going to try to dial back into the show because I think I might have a bad connection.
Okay.
So I promise you I'm going to put you guys on hold. And I'm just going to, like, again, put on some music. I'm just going to dial right back into the show and see if that makes a difference. Okay? So hang on for just a second. Okay? Let's go. I'm going to put on some music here. Okay, I'm sorry about that, guys. I redialed in. Hopefully this will make a better connection, so I'm going to get you back. Ashir, are you there?
Yeah, it's much better now. Thank you.
Okay, it's much better. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm calling in with the phone today. Sometimes I use the microphone, but I'm calling in with the landline, and it's not always the best connection, so I hope this makes a better difference. So thank you
Absolutely.
For the patience on there. So I heard you say that you let go of a friend. You were talking about a particular friend. That's what I heard you left off at. And then you said something about Archangel Michael.
Okay. He was my best friend. I let him go.
Okay.
And you know, we both agreed. But the problem is we go to the same gym. And I've asked him not to acknowledge me in any shape or form, and I would just return the favor, you know, because, you know, I just didn't want any kind of connection whatsoever. But when I run into him, like, I feel the connection still there and constantly trying to, like, have some kind of high contact. And I don't know how to handle it. I don't know. You know, I'm just, was this something I wasn't supposed to do? I'm trying to understand what's going on. And why is it so hard for me? I hope it's hard for him. Why am I feeling this way?
Okay, I get what you're saying. I feel like this relationship is past life relationship, okay? There's a lot of themes that's coming up with this today with a lot of the callers, and even with my own life, this is a theme in my life. And I get the sense of, either master-servant kind of thing, something like that, okay? Some kind of energy like that is what I get the sense of. And with that energy, you know, if you've had a past life where someone has, where you've been indebted to someone, you can feel that energy again, and you'll feel the energy of wanting to stay and then wanting to go and wanting to stay and wanting to go, and that tore up kind of thing. And that's sort of what I feel. I think that you're right intuitively for what I feel to move forward with this not being in your life. I really do feel that's really better for you because there's a lot of negativity around this person for some reason. I don't know exactly what this is, but it almost feels like there's like psychic attack coming at you from this person. I really do get that. And I don't know where or why that would be or what happened, but I want to make sure that you know, I get the sense that it's probably better for you to distance yourself as much as possible. Like you said, you're at the same gym. Is there another gym you can go to, or can you work out somewhere else?
I kind of changed my time, you know.
Okay.
You know, I changed my schedule. This summer, I don't know, you managed to figure out. Yeah, it's just like, I was like, what's going on here? So after a month, somebody figured it out. And then he ran into me again. And then he keeps staring, you know, and I'm just like trying not to look that direction. So I'm trying to understand. I mean, it seemed like he still wanted the friendship, but I don't want it. But I'm just trying to see, make it. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I mean, if you get down to the point,
you have to make a conscious decision in your mind that you're going to let this go. You really do. You have to. You can't second guess it. You can't say, well, what if this and what if that. You have to just consciously make a decision. Say, you know what, universe, God, angels, guides, I'm ready to let this go completely. And you just let it go.
No, I'm done. I want it done. It's just because I even ask Archangel Michael sometimes, just cut this cord. Just, you know, I say, please just release this, you know. But just like when we run into each other, it's like this energy is there. You know what I mean? It's like, why is it still, you know?
I see. You know, it's because of my past life stuff, is like I was saying. It's because of that. Yeah. And, you know, and there might even still be a part of you. Well, I kind of feel like this is something that happens with me too. You know, like we're super multidimensional, and what I mean by that is there is a reality where everything's great and everything's fine, and there's a reality where things are not so great. There's all these different realities happening simultaneously, and the reality that you're in right now is that this is done, but you still feel this other reality of where there's. It's on a different vibration, you know, and you're aware of both of that. And that's kind of, I think, what you feel. I just feel like I think it's probably be better if you didn't even go to that gym anymore. I know that's maybe not. That's what I feel. I feel like then you wouldn't. Okay. Then you would just be as far away as possible. I don't feel like, you know, this person's intentions are, like, malicious or anything. I just think that it's a past life. It really does. It feels like it just feels – I can feel what you're feeling. It's very intense. And it's like, you're like, you know, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that. And it's like, remember I was saying too, the more you focus on what you don't want, the more that's going to happen. So if you keep focusing on, you know, well, oh, this is going to happen and this is going to be so intense, then you're going to experience more of that. You know, what you want to keep focused on is, okay, the cords are cut and it's peaceful and we moved on. And just keep putting your energy into that. Because you're probably putting more energy into what you're fearing, and then that's bringing more of that into your experience. Like I said at the beginning of the show, you know.
Okay.
So just be more aware of that. You know, the universe brings us these things for a reason. It brings us things to show you that you're making the right decision. That okay, you know what? I did make the right decision. I did want to move forward. This is what I'm wanting for myself. You know, so that's kind of what I get the sense. But I feel like the cords that you're cutting, you want to cut the cords on every level, like, okay, on all your chakras, heart chakra, like cut the cords there, cut the cords mentally, physically, spiritually, like make sure you do that completely and forgive, do some forgiveness work, forgive yourself, forgive him, you know, and then let it be and say, okay, I'm going to let this be. And I think that'll help you feel more peaceful about it. I feel like Jesus is really stepping in right now. Jesus wants to help you with that because Jesus is really good at that, at you know, seeing the oneness in each other, you know, forgive your enemy, so to speak, like that kind of thing. You know, that's why I feel like Jesus is really stepping, as is Mother Mary, you know. Is there anything else that I feel guided to tell you? I feel like I want to draw a card for you. I want to work with some oracle cards here. I'm going to work with Archangel Michael and the Romance card. We're going to do both of those. We're going to give you some guidance and see what the cards want to say. So where my Archangel Michael cards go. Sorry, I have cards all earlier. Okay. Archangel Michael, okay, what would we like Ashir to know right now to help him move forward? Let's see what he says here. Let's see what cards come out. I'm shuffling. Okay, so there's one card that comes out. Let's see if there's anything else. Okay. It says, you and your loved ones are safe. You're safe. You know, like, I think sometimes when you feel those feelings, it makes you feel afraid. You know, and the fear kicks in, because I'm guilty of this myself. It's like fear kicks in, and then we get panic mode, and we focus on the fear, and then we don't know what to do. you know, and this card is acknowledging that you're safe, that you know, you're protected, you're watched over, and it's saying Archangel Michael is there to help you feel secure, to help you feel at peace, to help you feel safe so that you can move on with your life. And another card I drew for you is Innocence, and it's saying, you know, think of yourself as a creature of light and be gentle with yourself. You know, you did nothing wrong. You did the best you can, and just be more gentle with yourself. See the innocence within this other person as well. Now, I'm going to help you get some more guidance here. Give me a minute. I feel like I want to connect more. Another deck of cards here. So I'm thinking about you moving forward. Are you thinking about moving sometime soon, maybe?
I'm open to everything, to be honest.
Okay, because I just got the sense of you moving, that you'd be more happy if you moved away completely. And, like, I just, that's what popped into my head. And the card, I drew out a card for you, and it says true love. So, you know, moving and staying true to your heart, it's you're going closer to what it is that your heart really wants, to what your heart really desires. And this is that's what came out. I feel like, okay, Archangel Michael wants to give you one more card, one more message. Okay, so hold on. Draw another card. Okay. One second. Okay. Oh, perfect. It says, are you ready for this? It's time to leave this unhealthy situation. Okay, now that's not a validation of everything that I was saying. Like, it's totally, like, I don't know what else to say, you know? It's time to move on. You're safe, you're protected, you're guided, but follow your guidance, you know, if you feel like you need to move, whatever it is. But as much as possible, it's time to get away from that situation in any capacity. So you don't even have to deal with that situation. You know, you don't want it in your life, you know. And I feel like I want to draw one more card. Okay, we're working with the life purpose here. They want me to draw. Oh, they say two cards. Okay, hold on. We're giving you some guidance on your life purpose and moving forward with your life purpose. Okay. One card particularly I feel strongly about, I drew a spiritual teacher card. It says, you are a spiritual teacher. You heal with your classes, your sessions, your seminars. So this is all part of you learning so that you can teach other people. You know, I've gone through these experiences and then teaching other people how to do that. And this, you've done this too in other lifetimes. I feel like you've been a spiritual teacher before, but you're on the right path. I drew another card that says, you are on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. So you're moving forward. You said you're excited about all these changes. Keep doing that, you know. But I feel like there's still a cord connecting you to the situation. So I really want to work with Archangel Michael here and ask Archangel Michael to continue to cut cords here for you. It feels like it's in your solar plexus. And I'm asking Archangel Michael to cut these cords. Anything related to this, anything with, I feel like something with your father as well. There's things, there's cords we're cutting. And he's clearing the things from your past lives as well, helping you to feel more confident and to move forward and with love. So just pay attention to what you're seeing, what you're feeling. Because I see like a Roman soldier for some reason. So that's what I saw in my head. So there's something about that particular lifetime. Okay, what are we doing here? I'm continuing to clear you, to heal you. Okay. Now I'm asking Archangel Metatron to be with you and to fill you with his divine light ray to balance your chakras, balance your energies out, and to give back to anyone else what's been taken from what they gave to you. Give them back their stuff, and so you can have back your stuff and move forward. I feel like that's really needed for you. And there's some inner child stuff that I feel like you want to work on right now. Like the angels probably have been showing you stuff from your childhood or things that you need to let go of. Those are the things you really want to focus on healing, forgiving with love, and that's going to help you move forward. You know, anything related to mom and dad, whatever that is, that's really going to help you move forward on your love and your life purpose, you know, all that stuff. But be willing to forgive, and remember that forgiveness doesn't mean what someone did was right or anything like that. It just means that you're choosing to let this go. You're choosing to forgive for yourself so you can heal, so you can have more love and abundance and peace in your life. So you're being reminded you're on the right path, okay? You know, just be willing to let go of what isn't serving you. because I'm seeing you split now. I'm seeing you really making it, you really feel more ready to like, okay, yeah, this is what I got to do. I think you needed this validation today. And you know what? I'm going to do one more card for you. I know I'm all over the place with my cards, but you know how I roll. I got this deck of cards here. They're called Angel Answers, and I want to give you one more validation because I think that's what you're calling for. You need this validation to help you. Okay, so a card I drew for you, it says, it's up to you. It's up to you to make the decision to move forward and what you want to do, okay? So as you feel guided, just keep on moving forward. Do the best you can. You know, again, you're on the right path. Everything's going to work out for you. Just be gentle with yourself. And I don't know, I think that's all I feel guided to say. But I don't think you want to probably go to that gym anymore. And if you feel like you want to move, I think that's a good thing. Maybe start manifesting that as much as you possibly can. And, you know, keep working with Archangel Michael regularly to cut cords as much as you can. You know, just keep doing that. Go out in nature too, and have the nature clear you. The trees can clear you, you know, and just connect with your higher self more. Keep connecting with your higher self, because you are a spiritual teacher. I think that maybe there was some times that you and I maybe had together in Atlantis or something. I don't know. I get the sense of something, and that sometimes we carry that pain with us in this life. Because we witness a lot of destruction and a lot of devastation, you know, and it's like we just want to get it right. We don't want to see that happen again. And I think that's why you feel sad sometimes, because you just want to get it right. You just want to be on the right path, and you just want to do everything the right way. I'm similar, you know, in that sense. But there's nothing that you need to fear. You know, you're loved, and you're safe, and you're protected. And just keep on telling yourself that, you know, I am safe, I am protected, and focus on where you want to go, not where you've been. Just focus on where you want to go.
Okay,
but I'm sending you extra peace and extra love, and I'm lighting up your journey, lighting up your path with Archangel Uriel to help you move forward with love and light, and just continue to pray for you as always. So, thank you for calling in, and I'm so glad the phone lines got better, because that was really annoying.
Thank you for your help. That was extremely helpful. I really appreciate it.
Good. You're very welcome. I'm glad I could help.
Yo, good night.
You do the same. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have time for a few more calls. Let's go up to, let's see, which call do I want to take here? Let's go. I don't think I've got to 303 yet. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And the phone line is much better, yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was so bad. It was like, scratch, scratch, scratch. I'm like, what's going on? I was almost like, I felt like someone was taking over my phone. I'm like, okay, this is weird. And then I remembered, oh, it's a Mercury retrograde. I'm pretty sure it is a Mercury retrograde.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah.
It started on January 5th. And then it goes direct on the 25th. So basically all of January is electric.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome. I study astrology. It's a passion of mine as astrology.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
I follow these things.
That's awesome. Yeah. How can I help you today?
I think there's a few really big issues that I have coming up for this year.
Okay.
But I think that for me, really acute is a need to create maybe a good social network, a sense of support from others, people who are more like-minded, you know, things. Because I've had a long decade, or couple of decades, actually, of just being very isolated. And I'm finally living in a location that suits me, which is a big part of why things are on the upswing. But there's a lot of inner work still to do and work to do. So I just want to see what the angels say around.
Sure.
Really healing my heart and following my heart, not just only in with people, but with work and things like that.
Sure.
It's a real heart-centered year for me this coming year.
Absolutely. I think that's true for all of us. Can I have your name, sweetie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Allison.
That's okay. No problem. Hi, Allison. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
No,
thank you.
Of course. No, I was tapping in as you were talking. Have you heard the term wise one before?
Yeah.
Okay, because you have wise one in you, which means, you know, wise one is a term that came from Doreen Virtue, who teaches a course about earth angel realms, and wise ones are the spiritual teachers, are the ones who've been here for eons and who feel like, oh, there's so much work to do, and I got all these, there's so many people in need of healing, and you have that energy where you've done the work, the spiritual work, for a lot of lifetimes, and, you know, and it can get depressing because it's like no matter how hard we try, no matter how much we try to keep doing what we do, there's just so much darkness and devastation in the planet, and I think that, you know, I think that sometimes can affect people who are wise ones. And wise ones oftentimes have trouble with, they have heart issues, or it doesn't have to be like physical heart, but it could be heart chakra stuff, like you said, because we've experienced, because I have wise one in me too, we've experienced so much sadness in other lifetimes where it's like, you know, destruction of civilizations and wars, and it's just we carry that with us into this lifetime. And I think that you've done a lot of work on clearing it. I really do feel like you've done that as well. But I just wanted to validate what I was feeling, that you've done the spiritual work in many lifetimes. And this feeling of isolation that you feel is largely from the work that you've done in these lifetimes, because we have done the work alone. Because people, they're just, it was a different time period. It was a time where we had to protect ourselves, and we had to just, well, I'm going to do my work, and because I know my heart and soul is telling me to do it, but I might not feel safe, and people aren't going to get me. And there was a sense of isolation, you know, and I think that is sort of carrying through. I do get the feeling, too, of you really, really being connected with water. So there's mermaid energy with you, too. There's a lot of that kind of water mermaid energy, like just the water is really important for you. So there's a lot of magic that you do. And then with that in mind, like I have a couple of decks of cards I want to work with you to give you some clarity. I have a mermaid's deck from Doreen. I have so much Doreen Virtue stuff. It's like crazy. It's like insane. And then I also have a past life deck that she did. And now it's going to kind of give me some clarity on what's going on with the heart and the past life stuff. So let's see if we can get some more clarity. And we're also going to work with Raphael too, because Raphael's helping you to heal. You are a healer, okay?
Yeah.
You are a healer, and you do your strength too. And part of one of your purposes is you're a strong mother energy. You know, like you really are. Like so, if you're just a good mentor for people, like people, because you've gone through everything, and it's like you've been there, done that, and you're so strong with that, and so confident in that, that if you're not already teaching people or mentoring people in some capacity, I think that that's a huge part of your purpose. Like, I just think that would make you feel, it would just make you remember a lot of who you are. So if you're not already doing that, you know, whether that means, I can see you doing stuff like on the web, like videos where people like watch your videos, you share with people, you know, you do workshops. I could see you being really good at that and feeling and just being very successful with that, and it's just, I'm just acknowledging what's coming through, what I see. So let's connect with the mermaids here, and you're asking particularly about feeling secure and your life purpose and that. So I'm going to kind of think about that and see what comes up. All right. Second, I'm shuffling here. Okay. So two cards. Okay. One card says, and this has been true for all of us today, to watch your thoughts. It's important to think only about what you desire and not what you fear. And it shows a picture of a mermaid who's looking in a mirror as if to say everything that's happening to you in your world is a reflection of what you're putting out there. It's as difficult as it might be to see or realize that there's something, you know, you haven't always been conscious of that, but now you are. And what are you going to do with that? Another card I pulled for you, it says, have faith. It says, your prayers are manifesting, but stay positive and follow your guidance. So keep moving forward, and I think that that's what it's saying. I feel like, which is weird, I want to work with romance with you for some reason, so I'm going to kind of get some guidance from that. I know I kind of jump. This is what mm-hmm. This is how I roll. This is my energy. Okay. Okay, so you're being guided from the romance angels to flirt a little bit. Extend your energy to other people. Be lighthearted. It doesn't mean you have to flirt romantically. It's just like, you know, have some fun, and I think that'll help you to create that sense of networking that you're doing. Because, you know, people who are wise ones, we can be so serious. We take our work very seriously. And we know how to have fun, but it's like we forget, you know. It's like we just want to do what we're here to do. And, you know, that there, even though there's been some hard things, and even though there, that it can be serious, you can also, you know, have more of that carefree, childlike fun
yeah.
in your life. So that's just the validation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got the
mm-hmm.
past life here. We're going to think about past life, and I'm asking particularly
mm-hmm.
what past life is affecting you through these cards here. They give me a message, and we're connecting with Allison. Okay. There's so much, as I'm connecting with your energy, there's so much calm and peaceful energy as I'm tapping into you. That's really at the core of you. You know, that you really do have this sense of just being at the calm and in the center and the eye of the hurricane. That's really what's needed right now. And even though you feel like you're in turmoil, your heart, I feel your heart, you're letting it out a little bit. You're like, you're a calm center for people in your life. Where people are like, wow, you know, I just feel really safe and
mm-hmm.
calm. That's that mentorship energy that I was feeling with you, that
mm-hmm.
people feel safe with you. People feel like they can relate
yeah.
to you. So
yeah.
there's something about Asia that
yeah.
that's coming up. So I don't just pay attention to what you see, but it says a significant past life in Asia is influencing your situation. It says you learned about group harmony and sacrificing of the individual in Asian culture, but the lessons need
mm-hmm.
to be balanced out with your current life. For instance, you may have been in the habit of suppressing your emotions in that lifetime. However,
mm-hmm.
now it's essential for you to be aware of your inner truth.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, it says your fascination with the Asian culture stems from your love and respect for those people in that lifetime. So perhaps maybe take a trip to the Eastern lands and find out more about that. So take it what it is. That's a card that came up for you, something about Asia and Asian
mm-hmm.
culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and speaking up, you know, it's important speaking up for yourself. And
yeah.
I think you've always been the one, though, in even in other lifetimes, to really just speak out. And what's happened,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you've gotten, like, shunned for that, or you've gotten persecuted
yeah.
even. And
yeah.
that, you know, that and I think that's kind of true for you, and that's what's
yeah.
you've been working on for a lot of time here. So I see
yeah.
the angels work really, really, really closely with you. They really do. And Archangel Raphael, Archangel
mm-hmm.
Michael, they're all around you,
mm-hmm.
and they all are just really, really, really connected to you. There's, like, so much connection
mm-hmm.
with those angels. Well, let me ask
mm-hmm.
them. I for some reason, like, I look at this thing. You probably do know what it is, but the Merkaba?
Huh, I know the word.
Okay.
I know the word, but I don't
the
know
Merkaba,
what
it is basically like a three-dimensional Star of David.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it really, there's something about it where it's supposed to help us to connect more with our higher selves and this road down ascension
mm-hmm.
that we're down. There's something
mm-hmm.
about this that I think that if you had one and you meditated with it, I think it would help
mm-hmm.
you to just feel more connected to your wizard self a little bit. They showed me
mm-hmm.
this
because okay.
I have one in my
mm-hmm.
hand right now, and I was
mm-hmm.
guided to look at it. But
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe even just look at a picture of one or just read a little bit about it, and I think that might help
mm-hmm.
you kind of get some clarity. But
mm-hmm.
you don't have to worry about having any attachments or any cords to anybody. You're very clear, but I think the biggest obstacle for you is just your own self, you know? It's like you're not always grounded, you know? You're more comfortable
right.
sometimes being out of your body than
yeah.
being here, and that's true because, like I said, this world is so dense and scary sometimes, it's like, well, I'd rather be up floating in the ethereal realm, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, no,
yeah.
Okay, I guess I got to do my thing. I guess I got to be
yeah.
here in the, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why the water is yeah. really important to you, because the water really, it really clears your energy.
Yeah.
So I actually want to draw for you one more card. I have this deck of cards called the Goddess cards.
Okay.
And they're really... Mm-hmm. They're nice for just connecting with that feminine energy, and I want to just see what wants to come forth for you right now in this moment, okay? And I'm seeing your higher self, so you're like this cool, like, sorceress, wizardy kind of, I don't know, it's just really, really cool energy. It's just, I just love it. Okay, so you're being guided from Cordelia to go outside more. It says you've been indoors too long, and going outside, getting some fresh air can help to clear you, and the picture is really accurate, because it's got her on the ocean and the water and connecting with that fresh air and getting yourself out there, you know, like you have a message to share. I really do feel like that. I just feel like you're just not sure where to go with it, you know, like, or how do you get started on it, and if you're not already asking Archangel Michael to give you guidance on where to go with that, definitely do that, you know. Just ask for some type of action step, some type of small action step to move forward and go with that. But like I was saying earlier, I see you like having a website and having people watch your videos, and you just really having, just being a really strong teacher and healer and a mentor. And just, if you feel like that's the direction you should go, then go for that, you know. And and I know you asked about creating a social network and everything, but this is what's coming through me. I think that, you know, when you're doing your spiritual teaching is going to create communities. It's going to give you a sense of community and helping people and sharing with what you've learned, you know. And you know, in truth, in spiritual truth, that you're not alone. You know, I feel what you're feeling. I understand, because I have had the same thing in my soul. So I understand exactly where you don't even have to tell me, because I have the same exact thing. But you're not alone, and you're not doing it alone. You know, look at how many people are doing the work you're doing, are doing the spiritual work now. This is our time to really go and do it, you know. So go outside and maybe connect with the trees more and see if you get more clarity on how to move forward, because you can connect with the fairies. You're already aware of this, you know. They'll connect with you, and they'll help you to have that joyful energy. But I want to acknowledge you for who you are as a soul and who you are as a spirit. Just remember the Merkaba, you know, look it up a little bit, maybe see what it's about. I think that might help you. Maybe start a website, you know. You can do free website through, I have my website through Weebly. It's Weebly. It's free. And they have beautiful design, and it's free. And they have templates. And all you got to do is just type in what you want it to say, and then you could probably make it in a couple hours and you'll have it done. And they even have, like, an online store where people can, you know, get readings from you and teaching. You can do all kinds of stuff like that. But I also got the sense, too, your teaching stuff would also be really beneficial for younger ones, because, like I said, you have that mother energy. You just do. You just have that sense of people just, and children, they feel safe with you. You know, you have that, that energy. So just acknowledging that. But let me see if there's anything else that needs to come forth for you. Just, you know, as you feel this emotion come up, because I'm feeling it too, it's like, whew, keep letting it out. You know, Archangel Michael's there, Archangel Raphael's there. They're clearing the heart chakra. They're clearing lifetimes of stuff, and they're telling me to tell you you're safe, that you're safe. And I'm giving you, like, this huge ethereal hug right now, like, telling you it's all right. And I think... you understand, you're stronger than you realize. And let's give you a message from Archangel Michael here. Archangel Michael, what do we want Allison to know right now to help her to move forward? Okay. I got to say, like, I heard something about resisting, but what's weird is that the card that I drew out, it was about romance again. So it says the romance angels are helping you. The romance angels are helping you. So this feeling of isolation, perhaps it's because of romantic issues. Maybe that's something that you're really wanting that true like soulmate, carry you off your feet,
yeah.
Harlequin romance novel kind of
well,
thing.
Well, not the Harlequin romance.
Not that? Okay.
I've had some serious, I'm not a girly girl. Well, I've had some serious partnerships in my time, but the last one just really, really, I don't want to just say devastated. I barely got out of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alive. And so, I really have had, I have a lot of unresolved issues and pain from former partners, and I just, but I feel like and it's been a long, long time since I've even really been interested in anyone, and so I just feel like maybe that's part of the heart healing. That is definitely part of the heart healing this year for
me. Got
it. Is not just with friends and people that I feel like-mindedness, but people that, or possibly a partner at some point again. I'm not actively looking, but I have a lot of walls up, and I know that I need to make some work this year to start, maybe opening up to love or romance again. And one more time, before I die, because I'm closer to dying than to birth, and I just think maybe one more love in my life, before I die.
I completely understand. And, I see the romance angels are with you. And, I'm actually, if you're open, I'm actually going to send you some Reiki energy to your heart chakra to help you if you're open to receiving that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually putting my hand, there one hand's behind and one hand's in front, and we're just clearing out your heart, and we're asking Archangel Michael and the angels to help you to move forward past this stuff with love. And peace, and it's okay. Just keep breathing. Just you're gonna see it. You're gonna feel it, and it's okay. You're safe. There's a lot of angels around you, and anyone else that's listening that wants to assist, Ellison, that'd be wonderful. We're gonna keep sending you healing and helping you to feel confident with who you are. And I'm surrounding you in this big purple bubble. I can see like this big purple bubble, and this purple bubble is gonna shield you from any negative energy. And it's going to help you to move forward and dissolve anything that needs to be dissolved.
Yeah.
They're also working on your solar plexus chakra. They're opening up the solar plexus a little bit and giving you that power center, telling you that it's safe to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that happen as well. And we're also we're just moving also up to your third eye a little bit, kind of clearing some blockages there.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of gold energy now. Like there's gold, bright gold energy, which is bringing down your higher self, your true you, and giving you, making you feel safe with that, and helping you feel comfortable with that. So anything else that needs to happen? Okay, I'm working. Michael's still clearing. Okay, good, releasing. I can see it. I see some of the sadness, and that's just clearing away. Okay? It's been there for a long time.
Yep. A lot of losses in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you feeling some of this releasing?
I think I'm feeling calmer.
Good. It's important that you drink a lot of water, okay, after this.
Yeah.
And continue clearing it out, and keep asking the angels to help you to clear what you need to let go of. I'm going to continue to keep sending you healing energy. I only have about a minute left on the show, Ellison, so I have to kind of wrap it up. But I want to thank you for calling in and sharing your story. And so thank you. And to everyone who's called in today or who's listened to the show, my intention is that there's always a message for you, even if I don't get to you. There's been a lot of stuff about past lives today, a lot of stuff about healing the heart chakra. Remember, next week my show is about being heart-centered and honoring the sacred heart, okay? If you enjoyed the show, I invite you to please follow me by clicking follow on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to get a professional reading with me, you can check out my website, ascensionmagic.com. You could also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, but I look forward to speaking with you again soon, and like I always tell you, all is well. okay, all is well.